U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski returned to Juneau and delivered her annual address this morning to the Alaska Legislature. As APRN's Liz Ruskin reports, Murkowski tucked her Senate accomplishments into a speech that was decidedly homey and reassuring.
Murkowski walked into the House chamber, where she used to serve, and added a flower to a vase sitting on Representative Max Gruenberg's desk. The Anchorage lawmaker died Sunday. Murkowski told legislators she feels the loss.
And my heart's with Kayla and the family, and with you, because Max was our family. You know, Max was part of the Alaska family.
Then, as she usually does, Murkowski gave an update on her kids. The older son is in law school, the younger just graduated from college, and both intend to move back to Alaska. Murkowski says, as a mom, she's proud. And here's the pivot.
It's also a responsibility, then, for me to make sure that we maintain an economy here. We maintain a quality of life that not only brings my boys home, but brings all of our kids back home, or keeps those here so that they have that stability, that certainty.
That was the theme of her speech, certainty, and what she's doing to provide more of it for Alaska. She says all three members of the congressional delegation helped pass a 6-year highway bill that will give Alaska certainty in federal transportation money, a steady ramp up to $585 million by 2021. Murkowski also talked about all the new military construction for Alaska, new buildings at military bases, more interceptor missiles at Greeley, a new radar system at Clear.
When you add it all up, this is about $561 million being poured into Alaska's construction economy. This is significant to us.
Murkowski barely took any credit for steering that money to Alaska, although she is one of the handful of senators who gets to write the military construction spending bill.
We're not getting these Milcon dollars just because I'm using my sharp elbows to say we need more up here.
She gave credit to the recognition of Alaska's strategic spot on the globe. Geography, she says, is also one of the lessons learned when she brought 5 U.S. senators to Bethel this week. Murkowski says someone, she didn't say who, asked if their field hearing ran late, could their staffers just drive them back from Bethel to Anchorage? No.
You need to kind of be in the space and the place to really appreciate it. And that was a strong takeaway for them.
Murkowski also says if the U.S. Supreme Court doesn't rule for an Anchorage moose hunter for state sovereignty in a pending hovercraft case, she'll work to change the Alaska National Interest Lands Conservation Act to more clearly limit the reach of the federal government. It didn't sound like a partisan speech, and legislators on both sides of the aisle cheered her. Anchorage Democratic Senator Berta Gardner says she's impressed with Murkowski's work to protect Alaska's fisheries, like keeping Russian pollock from being sold under the name Alaska pollock.
And of course, on the military, she's absolutely bringing home the bacon and keeping that aspect of our economy and our state very healthy and strong.
Representative Dan Ortiz, an independent from Ketchikan, says the certainty Murkowski spoke of was a comfort to legislators as they grapple with big deficits. Ortiz says he also appreciates her account of the federal money coming to Alaska,
which is really important in relationship to the problem that we're having in our ability at the state level to come up with a significant capital budget. So I really liked a lot what she had to say today.
It's an election year for Murkowski, and she says it was news to her to learn that she has a new challenger, Margaret Stock, an Anchorage immigration attorney and a retired Army reservist. Stock says she'll run as an independent. For APRN, I'm Liz Ruskin.